the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Ask anyone who lives in the Ozarks, and they'll tell you about the strange weather changes that happen in the area. Rain, snow, ice, unseasonably warm, you name it. Tornadoes are also a part of the Ozarks history. And Dr. Brooks Blevins, professor of Ozarks history at Missouri State University, found a letter recently documenting one farmer's experience.
Just doing various searches on WorldCat, looking for things related to southern Missouri, northern Arkansas for my Ozarks history. I just found this one collection at the special collections at Murray State University in Kentucky that had this letter and or this collection of letters from a family living in Missouri, writing back to their relatives in Kentucky. And there was just this one little note about a one of the letters having to do with a tornado. And so once I got to Murray State, I decided to take a look at that letter and just see what this was about.
Blevins is the author of five books focusing on the history of the Ozarks in the American South. This letter details a tornado that swept through Marshfield in 1880 from the perspective of one farmer telling his brother who lived in Kentucky.
It turns out that the letter, which was written by a man named J.H. Scott to his brother John Scott back in western Kentucky, had to do with probably the most, up until the Joplin tornado, the most famous and deadly tornado of southwest Missouri. And that was the so-called Marshfield cyclone of April 18th, 1880. It starts out as just a normal letter. We're fine, all that kind of the usual stuff. Health is good, maybe some crop prices and cattle prices and stuff like that. And then he goes into this description of a tornado. And it turns out that it's this tornado that ended up killing more than 90 people altogether in Marshfield. It basically leveled the town, destroyed all but 15 buildings in the town. And it was what we would call an F4 tornado. You know, it was just something that became famous enough that a few years later, there was a pianist by the name of Blind Boone who lived in Columbia, Missouri, and he wrote a piece for the piano on the Marshfield cyclone, in which he tried to emulate the sounds, thunder and wind and all this kind of stuff with the piano. And unfortunately, there's no known surviving recording of this piece, nor is there any known sheet music for this piece. But there are a few descriptions of people who heard him perform this in Marshfield and other places as he traveled around North America. And some of the accounts said that it was so lifelike that people who had lived through a tornado would often get up and run out of the building where he was performing.
Here is an excerpt of the letter.
This letter is from J.H. Scott. It was postmarked Elkland, Missouri, May 12, 1880, to his brother John Scott back in Kentucky. It says, "John, we have had one of the greatest of the world's tornadoes that went through our country that ever was known. It swept out our county seat. It occurred on the 18th day of April, 20 minutes of 7 o'clock in the evening. It was the greatest swath that I ever seen. It killed 72 dead that was found, 60 wounded, the most of them is dead. It killed all of the stock of every kind, the dogs, the cats. I seen two live chickens, but they had on them no feathers. The shade trees had all of the bark twisted off them. It blowed a child 2 years old 4 miles. It laid in the top of the tree unhurt, except a little skin knocked off its face. It blew a black woman 8 miles, and she came walking in on that there day. A girl 12 years old was blued 6 miles, and she was in town, and she never spoke. She lived 4 days and died. She was unknown. 5 persons can't be found. All the wooden houses was blowed away with their contents. John, it would take me a day, and then I couldn't describe it."
That was Dr. Brooks Blevins, professor of Ozark Studies at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.